Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Guys who had their partner become pregnant after engaging in a wild night. How'd that go down? Story 1. When I was about 20 or 21, I was hitting it off with this recently divorced chick I worked with at a restaurant. No banging yet, but all the signs were pointing to yes. One night, we all went to a big work party and got pretty drunk. A buddy of mine who was there offered to drive me and the girl back to her place afterward. He was a little drunk, but nowhere near as wasted as we were. This chick was pretty hot, but also a bit crazy. Since her marriage ended because her husband cheated on her, she was all over me like it was her job. So we get back to her place, smoke a joint, and me and the girl head up to her bedroom while my friend says he's just gonna crash on the couch. Fast forward to me and the chick fooling around, and she suddenly says, "You know your buddy can join if he wants to." I went downstairs and told my buddy. We've been friends since we were kids, and both a little wild, so we figured, why not? First 3 score. I didn't really have any feelings for her, so I invited him up. So we went for it. I did it inside, then he took over, and did the same. Mission accomplished. We all crashed for the night. A few weeks later, she calls me and drops the bomb. She's pregnant. Me and my buddy were like, what the hell, man? She said if I drove her to the nearest major city with an abortion clinic, she'd take care of it. So I agreed. And the day came, I drove her to the clinic. She was obviously a little freaked out, but I stayed super supportive, and I was also relieved that it wouldn't come down to me and my buddy playing Russian roulette with a DNA test 9 months later. She had the procedure while I waited in the waiting room. When she came out, she was pretty woozy and out of it. Quietly, she told me that the doctors had basically figured out how far along she was and assured her it wasn't either mine or my buddy's baby. Turns out she'd been seeing another guy for a few months before we hooked up, and the timing meant the baby was actually his. Holy crap, I'd never felt so relieved in my young life as I did then. Later, it turned out the guy she'd been sleeping with was a serious Catholic. When he found out about the abortion but not the 3 score, obviously, he completely flipped out. One night he came into work screaming at her. Meanwhile, I was laying low in the back thinking, holy crap, did I dodge a bullet? Never slept with her again. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button, and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. I'm a 23-year-old guy, and I've been dating my girlfriend, who's 24, for about 7 years. Our relationship has been pretty solid, and we're always open to trying new things to keep the spark alive. Recently, she suggested we spice things up with a 3 score. At first, I was hesitant, but she was really enthusiastic and assured me it was something she genuinely wanted to explore. We ended up meeting another girl through a mutual friend. She seemed cool, and after some conversations and setting ground rules, we decided to go ahead. I used a rubber during the encounter, and everything seemed to go smoothly. It felt like a fun, one-time experience. However, a couple of weeks later, the other girl contacted us with unexpected news. She was pregnant. She insisted the baby was mine, saying she hadn't been with anyone else around that time. My girlfriend was furious and immediately blamed me for the situation. She argued that I should have been more careful, even though I had used protection. I tried to remind her that the 3 score was her idea and that we had all agreed to it, but she wasn't having any of it. The other girl even suggested we do a DNA test to confirm paternity, but my girlfriend still gave me an ultimatum: either we break up, or I find a way to fix the situation. She said she couldn't trust me anymore and felt betrayed, even though the pregnancy was an accident. I offered to support the other girl and take responsibility for the child if it turned out to be mine, but my girlfriend said she couldn't be with someone who had a kid with another woman. Story 3. I'm a married man and another girl may be pregnant with my child. Last December, I met 2 beautiful girls at the baptism of a friend's daughter. They were 21 and 18 years old. As it turned out, the father of my godchild was their uncle. Anyway, we talked quite a bit and really hit it off. Months later, the older sister, 21 contacted me out of nowhere on Facebook. We had some great chats. The younger one and I also talked a bit. Then, one day, the older sister asked if she could meet up with me. I said, sure, and cheekily suggested she bring her sister along. To my surprise, she actually did. Apparently, she'd shown some of my explicit pictures, which I'd sent during our naughtier conversations, to her sister, and her sister liked what she saw. Well, the more, the merrier, right? Long story short, we met up at a hotel. It was a bit tricky getting both girls inside, but we managed. The older sister introduced herself as my wife, and I used a fake name to avoid any trouble. Once inside the room, the older sister started to get uncomfortable while the younger one was less shy. To ease the tension, we took a shower together and played around a little. Then we moved to the bed in the next room and did it. The younger sister said it was very painful at first, but I assured her she'd get used to it. Meanwhile, the older sister, whose 3-score plans weren't going as expected, couldn't bear to watch her sister getting banged, so she hid in the bathroom while we did our thing. I finished and out my baby gravy in her oven. She didn't seem to notice and even asked. I told her it was actually on the sheets, and she naively believed me. The older sister didn't quite come around, and I didn't push her for anything. That's fine, her younger sister is a gymnast, and I actually enjoy her company more anyway. We met again about a week later. I was with the younger girl again, we banged, and I did it inside like the last time, and then I sent her out of the room to wait for a bit, so the 21-year-old could relax more. She opened up to me, warmed up, and lost some of her shyness. So yes, we banged too. I'm not really into her though, even though she's very pretty. I have to think about her sister before I can even get to the finish line. So, all of this happened a couple of weeks ago. Now, the younger sister believes she's pregnant, which is pretty scary for me. We have quite a few mutual friends, so the situation feels even more complicated. Thank God they were only visiting for vacation and now live far away from us. But if she really is pregnant, what do I do? I feel like what I did was a horrible mistake. It felt good at the time, and the memories are still exciting in a way, but damn, it's messed up. I feel guilty. Story 4. I have one with a happy ending. A couple of my friends were in a relationship, and because the guy was considered infertile, they didn't bother with protection. During a large group banging session, another guy's rubber broke and the girl ended up pregnant. She was pretty scared to tell her boyfriend, but to her surprise, he was thrilled. He'd never imagined he'd get the chance to raise a child. Years later, during some medical testing, they discovered the baby was actually his. Despite his fertility issues, he had beaten the odds, a 1-in-a-million chance. They're still together, and the kid is awesome. Story 5. A buddy of mine ended up getting a little too drunk with two of his female coworkers one Friday night. What started as some flirty office banter turned into a very awkward and short-lived three-way in the back of his car about 2 minutes long, and by all accounts, was pretty unpleasant. A few weeks later, both women find out they're pregnant. No idea how he managed to knock them both up, but DNA confirmed they're definitely his. The three of them decided to move in together and rent a 3-bedroom place. From what he's told me, they still hook up from time to time, which I actually believe, because now they're both pregnant again. Story 6. My ex and I were on and off throughout college. At one point, one of her friends got married and asked her to be a bridesmaid. She started catching feelings for the groomsman she was paired with. I think they went on a couple of dates, but things quickly changed when she found out he had been involved in a 3-score. Turns out, the couple he was with had been trying to have a baby for years without success. Until that night, he was pretty convinced the child was his, and that was a deal breaker for her. At the time, I remember feeling oddly relieved, because I still wanted her back. Story 7. Not me, but a family member, we'll call him X. Back in the 1980s, X was kind of a boring guy in his youth, but ended up starting a company in the United States with a married couple. It was a pretty open secret that the three of them were involved in a 3-way, though no one ever said it out loud. Eventually, the wife got pregnant and had a child, and things seemed to calm down as they all focused on growing the business. But any sense of normalcy started to unravel as the kid got older. It became painfully obvious that X was the father. The boy was the absolute spitting image of him. X's mother was extremely conservative and reportedly refused to meet the child for nearly a decade because she was so outraged by the circumstances of his birth. Last I heard, the company they built together was acquired for over $20 billion. Story 8. Me, my girlfriend, and my girl best friend had a three-way and they're both pregnant. For context, I'm a 25-year-old guy, and my girlfriend is 23. We've been together for 3 years, and we're even thinking about getting married. However, now I'm reconsidering.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Our entire relationship. It all started when my girlfriend was reading articles online about how 3 scores can help relationships. My best friend, or ex-best friend, depending on how you look at it, has been in love with me since our teenage years. She's asked me out before, but I always rejected her. She's also very attractive, but I find my girlfriend more attractive because of her personality. After a few weeks of reading these questionable articles, my girlfriend basically started begging me for a 3 score with my best friend. I refused, for obvious reasons, but she said she would break up with me if I didn't do it. Like a total fool in love, I fell for it and arranged the 3 score. I said I would bring protection, but my girlfriend shouted at me because she assumed my best friend was on birth control, so it would be fine. I still insisted on wearing a rubber, and after a lot of yelling and shouting, she agreed begrudgingly. The day came, and, well, no sugarcoating, it was some of the best banging of my life. Afterward, I realized I'd forgotten the rubbers. Like a total dumbass, I was so mad at myself. A few weeks later, my best friend called and said she was pregnant, and said the baby was mine. I panicked. A few hours after that, my girlfriend told me she was pregnant too. I have no idea what to do. Please, if you can help me in any way, I'd really appreciate it. Story 9. My friend, let's call him C, was in a relationship when his girlfriend mentioned that her female friend had just gone through a tough breakup. Being a decent guy, C invited her to join them for a three-way to help her move on. Things got a little wild. During his first three-way, C got a bit too enthusiastic and sprayed his smoothie in the friend while his girlfriend was being entertained by her. 6 months later, C and his girlfriend broke up, and he pretty much forgot the whole thing. Then, about a year after that, he found out he had a little girl from that one night. He's on good terms with the mother but never wanted to be with her. He's since married someone else, and they have another child together. Story 10. I'm a guy, and back in university, I lived with 6 girls. Some might say, that sounds pretty sweet, but honestly, I didn't think so. They were the messiest, laziest bunch I've ever met. Still, I had a big crush on 2 of them, so I put up with it. We'd often hang out, watch movies together, and I kind of took it upon myself to look out for them when we went out. If some guy was getting too pushy or creepy, I'd step in, sometimes by pretending to be their boyfriend to help them make a clean escape. We all loved pulling pranks on each other day to day, things like running around the block all bare, hiding in each other's bedrooms to jump out and scare each other, or wearing masks late at night just to freak someone out. We were a good bunch of friends. One evening, we were all together, drinking tequila and playing spin the bottle and truth or dare, As the night went on, things got hazier, but I remember admitting during one of my truths that I had a huge crush on those two girls. The next morning, I woke up in one of their beds, just in my boxers, cuddled between them both. Still foggy from the tequila, I stared at them and wondered what the hell had happened the night before and why I couldn't remember what was probably the best night of my life. The girls woke up, and it was pure bliss. I felt like all my numbers had come up in the lottery, that kind of perfect, peaceful moment where angels sing and everything just feels right. The girls said it was the best night ever and insisted it should happen again. Then they left. I spent a few hours fantasizing about the whole thing and hating myself for not remembering exactly what had happened. A week or two later, they both knocked on my door. Now, remembering I was a young, perpetually horny guy, I thought round two was definitely coming and I was absolutely not going to have a single drop of forgetful juice this time. They asked to talk. We sat down and they said they wanted to discuss that night. Awesome, I thought, getting excited by the second. Then they dropped the bombshell, they were both pregnant. My ass dropped out of my pants. They told me they both wanted to keep the babies and that we could all raise them together. They said it would be fun. In flashes of logic, I started thinking about dropping out of university, getting a job, supporting two babies and two mothers, and all the chaos, and yet the strange excitement of it all. They told me they'd give me some time to think it over. For the rest of the day, I was in a fog, unsure what to do or how to feel. My horny side was screaming. Yes, I've gotten together with the two most beautiful, nicest girls I've ever known. But with great power comes great responsibility. I started trying to figure out how I could possibly make it all work, but my thoughts just kept spinning in circles. That evening, when the girls got home, we all sat around the table. The two girls glanced at each other, then suddenly blurted out that it was all a joke. Everyone knew I had a crush on them, so they'd set the whole thing up. They'd all been drinking water while I was drinking tequila. Nothing actually happened that night. They just put me to bed and made it look like something did. It was a strange mix of having experienced the best prank ever pulled on me, coupled with a slightly depressing feeling of, damn, I kinda wish it had really happened. Story 11. I had a friend who was part of a group banging session that involved his best friend and the best friend's girlfriend. My friend claims he only did it on the girlfriend's belly, but nobody really buys that story. She got pregnant, and my friend's mom offered to adopt the baby on the condition that the child never find out her real father is actually my friend, and that she only ever know her mother as my friend's mom. She's about 8 now, and looks just like my buddy, but she still doesn't know or suspect the truth about her origins. She's a spoiled rotten brat, but then again, my friend's mom is a textbook narcissist. It's a total cluster crap that my friend wants to fix, but he's currently tangled up in a legal battle with his mom over identity theft. She used his credit to buy a house, and he's feeling pretty overwhelmed by all the family drama he needs to sort out. Story 12. I met two girls at a club in a small town and went back to their place. When we got there, there was a guy watching TV. I was like, what the hell? Who is this guy? Turns out, he was one of their boyfriends. I went upstairs with one girl, the one whose boyfriend was downstairs watching TV. She immediately stripped down and took the lead. The other girl and the guy came up to the bedroom and got on the same bed. The other girl started giving him a blowy while I spilled my baby gravy on his girlfriend right beside him. She then hopped off me and onto him. I went to a different room with the other girl. She gave me a blowy and then I passed out. I woke up in the morning and got the hell out of there. I still have the first girl on Facebook, and she's posted pictures of her newborn. It was about 9 months after we hooked up. No clue if it's mine or not. Story 13. I'm worried my son isn't mine because of a 3 score. About 7 years ago, my partner, female 25, and I, male 24, were exploring our relationship. We decided to open it up to a close friend and started having 3 ways. It began pretty normally, and we also explored other freaky things to some extent. Some medical issues came up, and we kind of stopped, but around that time she became pregnant by me, or at least I think it was me. When she got tested, she was about 10 weeks pregnant. It didn't really dawn on me until earlier this year. At this point, I'm mostly worried that the child isn't mine. I've raised him his whole life, and the thought that I might not be his dad is really upsetting. I would love to get a DNA test done, but the idea that he might not be mine would absolutely destroy me. I've decided to talk to my wife about all my concerns. I think I don't really have much choice but to do the testing for my son, who deserves to know everything about himself medically. I'll leave it at that for now. Edit. I sat down with my wife and discussed my concerns. She's pretty much willing to proceed however I want. She believes he's my son, but is more than happy to do a test just to be absolutely sure. The next update will be after the test results come back, which they say will take about 5 days after they receive the sample, so I'm expecting it in about a week or so. Thank you all for the advice. I'll be seeking therapy to prepare myself for the worst, I guess. I'll post an update if there's any news worth sharing. Story 14. My husband and I have a dead bedroom life. We started having 3 scores to try to spark things up again. We're both middle-aged. Over the holidays, we had a 3-way with a 24-year-old woman, and my husband came in. I was very upset by this, not because of fears about pregnancy or STDs were all clean, and he had a vasectomy, so pregnancy isn't possible. What bothers me is how intimate it feels for him to do it with someone else when he hasn't been able to do it with me for a long time. I don't think he's attracted to me anymore because of my age and weight gain. Whenever we plan a 3-smoosh, he always wants the attractive younger woman in our bedroom. I also went through his phone and found he's been messaging this girl behind my back even though I told him the boundaries. I want to be the one who talks to any other women. He was telling her that he normally can do it that fast, but that she's so sexy he couldn't stop himself. I'm really hurt. I want to feel desired again by a man, but I don't think I ever will unless I'm 21 and thin again. Story 15. I was that guy, the one in an unplanned FFM 3-score who got a text 2 weeks later that simply said, "I sitting late." Here's a quick rundown of the night for anyone curious. It was my 30th birthday. I had just gotten home from work when the girl I was seeing called me at around 7 in the evening. She asked how my day had been, and for some reason I led with, "Oh well, it's my birthday, so I sat and just having a quiet one in." Her response? "Shower, shirt, and shoes? You're coming out with me and my girlfriends?" We spent a couple of hours drinking in her garage. Booze at the club was expensive, and the girls wanted to be tipsy before heading out. Around 10 in the evening, I caught a train into the city with 6 girls. This was in Perth, Western Australia, if anyone's curious. We did the usual club-hopping routine. I probably spent more on cover charges than on drinks. While the girls danced, I parked myself at the bar. I'm not much of a dancer or a club guy, to be honest. I mostly stuck close to the girl I was seeing. When one of the girls got unwanted attention, they'd come grab my arm and use me as a buffer. I'm 6 feet tall and a pretty big guy, so most people didn't push the issue. So, I got drunk and went back to my girlfriend's place, but since I had work the next day, I didn't stay the night. Stupidly, I mentioned I was driving home. It was about a 20-minute trip, and the 2 girls in question asked if I could give them a lift since they lived near me. Halfway there, they asked if they could crash at my place instead. They didn't want to wake their parents. Drunk me didn't see a problem with that. They came in, we had a few more drinks on the couch, and before long, they started fooling around with each other, not seeing any reason I shouldn't. I joined in. About an hour later, we were all passed out in my bed. Story 16. I can actually answer this. My first son was conceived during a 3-way. My partner and I met the other girl through a website specifically for finding people to have 3 scores with. We started off chatting online, then moved to texting, and eventually she came over and stayed for a few days. That's when things went south. She started trying to pit me and my partner against each other, then got back with her ex, and even asked me to be with them. We cut contact soon after. A few weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. Fast forward a bit, my partner and I are out shopping for our first baby outfit, and we bump into her and her ex. I loved rubbing it in her face that I was pregnant. Thought I had the last laugh. Turns out, she got the last one. She had chlamydia, which I unknowingly caught from her. During labor, I passed it to my son. He ended up with pneumonia and a nasty case of conjunctivitis because of it. Story 17. A friend of mine was in one of those open marriage setups where they'd sleep with pretty much anyone as long as there was a, hey, meet this person, and if you like them, we're all going to bang kind of agreement. Needless to say, she ended up pregnant from all the three scores. She came to me asking about the chances that her husband wasn't the father. I asked, how many times did the other guy come in? She said, only a couple of times. Then I asked about her husband, and she gave the same answer. I told her, you're definitely going to want a paternity test. I stopped talking to them shortly after that, but from what I heard, the child wasn't a stranger to the family. Story 18. My husband and I decided to stop preventing pregnancy, but after 2 years, nothing happened. Meanwhile, we both kept joking about having an FFM 3 score, but apparently we were both serious about it. I figured, if we weren't going to have a baby, we might as well explore that fantasy. We were in our mid to late 20s, very attractive, and just looking to have some fun. I found a banging club in our city where most of the time we were the youngest people there. From there we had plenty of FFM and even FFFM hookups both at the club and beyond. We eventually decided the membership costs for the club weren't always worth it, especially since we didn't always find someone we wanted to sleep with. Poor us, right? So, we started exploring dating apps and meeting people that way. One of those hookups was so great that we dropped all our other extracurriculars to focus exclusively on her. Fast forward 2 years, and we now have a 5-month-old. She was there for the conception, presumably the pregnancy, and even the delivery, which was amazing because she was incredibly supportive of both of us. She and her primary male partner helped babysit, and the three of us, her, my husband and I, are still hooking up. Story 19. Not exactly a three-way, but when I was younger, my best friend and I were both hooking up with this girl. She also had a boyfriend and was cheating on him with yet another guy, so 4 possible fathers at least as far as I know. She had no idea who the real father was, but the other guy ended up getting life in prison. Knowing the government would provide more financial support for a child with an incarcerated parent, she claimed he was the only one she'd been sleeping with, and therefore the father. The kid is now in her 20s, and most likely mine. She looks way too much like me, and nothing like the others. The mother has even told me before that she's pretty sure I'm the father. Part of me has always wanted to find out for sure. But I'm scared of the fallout. Would the government come after me for back child support? Probably. Would my wife's family throw a fit? Almost definitely. And how would the girl feel, learning that the person she thought was her dad isn't? Maybe one day I'd still find out. Story 20. My mom had a 4 score with an older man, and a few other guys at a 4th of July party back in 1994. They were all in a huge pool, and she got pregnant. She was young and wanted to get back at her cheating boyfriend. To this day, I've never found out which one is my dad, but my money's on the older Irishman. She claims she doesn't remember who they were and is pretty embarrassed about it, so she refuses to help me track down his identity. A few years ago, when I turned 18, she told me who she thought was my father, but a DNA test proved that was a lie. Luckily, I was the only accident. She later got married and had 3 more kids with my stepfather, who I love to death and consider my real dad, just not by blood. Story 21. I had something similar happen when I was younger, around 18. I'd hooked up with my then girlfriend and my future girlfriend at the time. The future girlfriend was interested, so things happened a few times. Then, on a few different days, I got calls from both of them saying they were late. Yeah, I was scared as hell for a few weeks. Anyway, I kinda lucked out. Future girlfriend either had an abortion or a miscarriage. It all seemed a bit sketchy to me. The current girlfriend ended up going through with the pregnancy. We broke up while she was still pregnant. After that, I dated the future girlfriend for a while, both while the new baby mama was pregnant and even after she had my kid. That lasted about a year. Safe to say, through all that chaos and a few more twists later on, only my awesome kid came out of it. And honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better baby mama. Story 22. I know a guy who worked as IT support at a school. One of the students graduated, and he boasted that he was dating her. Let's call him George. A close friend with a big mouth told everyone the real story. George's flatmate was actually hooking up with her when George came home one night, and they invited him to join in. He did. Over the next few weeks, the flatmate fell in love with someone else and ran off overseas. Meanwhile, George fell in love too, and ended up marrying the girl from that 3 score. Well, she cheated on him, So George took off to China and apparently started dating 18-year-olds for an ego boost. He's exactly the kind of guy who would do that. So, honestly, I believe it all. It's more believable than his own version of the story, surprisingly. Story 23. This is a bad one, guys. I'm a college student, bisexual, and found out I was pregnant 8 months ago. I'm pro-choice, but for many reasons, I didn't want to have an abortion. I was able to connect with a couple, both in their early 30s, with some kind of fertility issue. We hit it off really well and often had dinner together. It started with the wife. I noticed her glancing down my top a lot. I expected it from him, but it surprised me coming from her. She caught the curious look on my face and explained that she was bisexual too, but had never had a chance to explore it. I told her about my own experiences with other girls, thinking I was just being helpful, but she misunderstood and kissed me. I pushed her away, but couldn't stop thinking about it. About a month later, overwhelmed by hormones, I returned her affections. I was racked with guilt after this, but kept sleeping with her. I was getting more and more pregnant, and her husband was clearly attracted to me as well. Out of some strange idea of making things even, which made sense at the time, I started hitting on him. At first, that was all I intended. He returned the attention and got physically flirty a few times. In a moment of weakness on both our parts, we slept together. Once we crossed that line, it happened more often. Now, I don't know what to do. I'm dissolving their marriage, but having trouble stopping. I've always struggled with banging addiction, and the hormones aren't making it any easier. I know I've messed up, but I'm not sure how to make it right. Or even if I should. If they get divorced, where will my baby go? I don't quite know how to process everything. At the suggestion of a few commenters here, I came clean to both of them, separately. I'm not a great writer. Sorry. This story kind of sucks. But anyway, I told the wife first. She said she had her suspicions. We talked for a couple of hours, and she said she couldn't justifiably be mad at either.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Of us, since she had done the same thing, but that it was all very confusing. I talked to the husband next, who said something similar but was mostly concerned about whether the affair was emotional or just physical. I told him that while I cared about her, it was entirely physical, which was true, and seemed to make him feel better. This all happened Sunday night and a little into Monday morning. That evening, I got a call from them. They wanted to come see me. It's a long story, but they'd had a fight, then made up, got a little drunk, and suggested a threesome. A few commenters had told me it was a good idea, but I was on the fence, and given the mood, I thought it was a bad one. With both of them right there, asking me, it was a different story. At 8 months pregnant, I was basically powered by hormones, which sometimes made me incredibly horny. Knowing it might not be the best idea, I agreed. It was awkward at first. None of us knew what we were doing, and I felt uncomfortable given the situation. After the first time, we all just lay on the bed. I was very tempted to leave, but decided to try a second time. It was much better. We figured out what we all wanted, and honestly, it was one of the most incredible intimate experiences of my life. So, I don't know where this is going long term. I feel strange. There's a baby inside me, and I'm doing such taboo things. I've never known any other pregnant girls to sleep with anyone other than their partner. Maybe it's my upbringing. But I feel really guilty about that. At the same time, I'm incredibly glad things seem to be working out, though it's still early in this new arrangement. Story 24. Alright kids, I feel like a lot of you aren't getting this right, so it's my duty to set some things straight. 1. Never let anyone else plow your girlfriend. 2. Especially not raw. 3. It's way better when it's someone else's girlfriend or wife. 4. Honestly, yeast all are messed up, Reddit. Edit. I've been informed that let triggers people. It was a joke. So also, screw you, all of you. If my girlfriend wants to get plowed by someone else, she's not my girlfriend. If she doesn't, then I'm definitely not inviting my bro over for a jolly 3-score. Go solo off to Lena Dunham. And again, fess off, you friggin' wussies. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.